from nowhere.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is episode 616. Jason Lindgren is with me, and Deborah Tavares joins us for the first time. We've got a lot of things to cover here. A lot of them are very sensitive subjects. We'll do the best we can. Welcome, Jason.
And a chilly good afternoon.
Indeed. It's been very, very cold, and I'm told we have another Arctic blast coming, but let's set that aside. Welcome to the show, Deborah, and I'm going to let you intro yourself.
Well, thank you very much, Crow and Jason, for having me on the show today. Again, my name is Deborah Tavares. I do run three websites. My primary website is stopthecrime.net, and I would urge everyone to go to my all videos and start taking a look at the various posts that we have recently done and many that we have posted over the years of investigative on-site crime scene investigations that we personally have gone out onto and investigated. Also, I run primarywater.org. The takeaway there is we're not running out of water. Water is a renewable, and everyone must learn and relearn that water does not come from rain and snowmelt. And rain and snowmelt is the evaporation from primary water that's created below the mantle. And I also then run ToxicSky.org. I would urge everyone to spend a little bit of time on ToxicSky.org. Certainly watch the movie Unconditional Grey. It was the final movie that Michael Murphy did. He did two prior movies, What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And he was murdered. This final movie is in tribute to him. He created this movie, and it is extremely important, and will relate to that movie with the fires in Lahaina and the poisoning of the water supply in Lahaina as well. So we can get started with discussing certainly the LA fires and the fires that I've experienced. I live here 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge in Northern California. Now, I was born and raised in Southern California, and I've experienced many, many, many fires. Certainly the fires that roared through Northern California in 2014 and burned over 5,000 homes. And then the Paradise Fire and subsequent fires, too many to count anymore. We have noticed specific fire-starting atmospheric conditions with all the fires, including the fires down in the Los Angeles County area of the Pacific Palisades, Altadena, and Malibu. One quick thing about that location in Southern California, I was born in Santa Monica. I used to, of course, go to the Pacific Palisades, and I lived in Malibu in Big Rock. And Big Rock is mentioned many times in the most recent disclosures and the fire activity that occurred in these most recent fires. And first, I think it's most important that everyone understand how to observe when an attack is imminent. You heard me. We can observe when attacks upon us are imminent. And this is incredibly important for all of us to become aware of, because we certainly started seeing this in Northern California. First, what we know is that we are in drought conditions, or it's extremely dry. Doesn't have to be dry for long, but generally you'll hear on the news, it's very dry. The material, the brush, etc., is dry. Then it will become hot, and we'll start seeing 3 to 5 days before ignition, or I should say before lasers and microwaves, we will see heavy, heavy overhead aerosol atmospheric injections, aka chemtrailing. Very important to notice that. You have to start looking up to understand what is happening in the atmosphere, because when you start observing, you can start feeling the change that is occurring. Then, of course, the humidity drops considerably. It's important what happens with the humidity, because it must be low. An example of humidity in the LA fires, it was averaging about 11%. That's extremely, extremely low. The use of the weapon systems must be dry conditions, aka the reason for extremely low humidity. we have noticed anything below 50% humidity is highly combustible. And in fact, after our fires here in Northern California called the Tubbs Fire again in 2017, because of the trauma of many people losing everything with only a 15-minute warning and a stand down of all police and fire, and the fact that we had no water on the hilltop in Fountain Grove because the two huge water tanks that were provided by the builders of that mountain to provide water, fire water, had been emptied prior to the attack due to retrofitting, earthquake retrofitting. Those two tanks were empty. Now, there's a reason why the reservoir in the Palisades was empty. There was a reason why there was no water available in Paradise, or certainly in Lahaina as well, because these are microwave fires. And had we seen the use of water on these fires, we would have seen that these fires don't go out easily. And we're witnessing a continuous burn right now in Monterey on Moss Landing of one of the world's largest lithium-ion battery plants that has been on fire. I think that they've managed, it's just burned itself out right now, but people are very, very sick. I also recounted a ship that was carrying a load of electric vehicles. They can cause a thermo runaway. And the ship was along the Azores off the coast of Portugal. And the ship was allowed to burn. Again, you can't put these fires out. It took 15 days before ship sunk. We let it sink. So when we think about the fires that we've all been watching in Los Angeles County, we need to understand this is an attack. This is an attack. Now, for many of you that haven't advanced to that knowledge, then much of what you will hear in the program today will be well beyond your mind-controlled ability to understand, sad to say. But we are seriously in grave danger everywhere, worldwide. It's not just a California circumstance, not just a North Carolina, or the effects of Hurricane Helene, or the effects of all of the tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, and the atmospheric river dumps that we're experiencing now with the flooding. This is all created. They call it climate change. Sadly, many people do believe that it is natural, and we're being pummeled with the word natural fires. Nothing about these fires are natural. And I've discussed before, but I'll bring it forward here on this disclosure today, about just some of the patents that are involved in the fires. And I think it's extremely important to understand that we have many patents, but this is an example of just one for the lasers. And this is patent number US 10337841. B as in burn, and 2. Now, these are on my website, stopthecrime.net, under resource document tab. So you can always go there and find it. But in short, the abstract tells us that they use directed energy weapons. And these are devices that direct a beam of high energy content towards a target for incapacitating or destroying the target. The high frequency beam, being a laser beam, causes structural damage to the target. Now, these beams can be used on people as well. Different calibrations of the beams depends on the damage that they intend on causing. Also, for the winds, this is extremely important. I did not know this years ago when I was living in Malibu as a girl at only 11 years of age. When the Santa Ana winds blow at that time, and or the devil winds, as they called them, I never knew that these were electronic microbursts. And this is also a patent. It's a microburst wind, and they're electromagnetic radio weapons. And it's created, and we saw this in the fires in Los Angeles, that we saw tornado-like high winds and gusts between 80 and 100 miles an hour. And I think it's very important for people to understand this is all artificially spawned and precision-targeted microburst vortex created by scalar electromagnetic weapons systems mounted on cell towers everywhere.
So I don't want to interrupt here, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but Jason has a couple questions, as do I, so I'm just going to try to jump in where we can, okay? And also, everybody listening, we have to do this on a phone, which is why the audio is. Actually, it's pretty good considering, but Jason, you had a couple questions?
Well, when you're talking about the water not being available for the fires, do you think that Governor Newsom and some of the other politicians there were aware that that's what was going to happen? Or do you think that things were done behind their back and they were caught off guard?
I can't address that because I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what they knew or what they didn't know. We can't know that. I can say that the Department of Water and Power decommissioned that Santa Ynez reservoir due to a tear in the cover that needed to be repaired. The cover was over the reservoir, and to protect that reservoir from bird droppings. Now, other reservoirs don't have covers. It's very odd that that had a cover and then emptied a year prior because of a tear in that cover. What I can tell you are some other oddities about other reservoirs, and this is just on an aside. But if you look online, you'll find that they're spending millions and millions of dollars on putting black balls, floating balls, that abut one another, cover the tops of the reservoir to reduce evaporation, because they've got an entire disinfo around where water comes from. So do I think he knew? Well, again, I can't say, but I know that others know. And I know that the water barons are strong in Southern California. That's why the movie Chinatown. And this is Chinatown, the sequel to it, with what we saw with the fires. It's a massive water grab and an illusion of where water comes from.
People should watch Chinatown to know what Deborah's talking about. And by the way, Deborah, there's just been recently a big to-do about black plastics being very toxic, telling people not to use the black plastic silverware. I wonder if that relates to those balls.
Well, I can't say that. What I do know is that all applications for our safety are mostly deadly. And I think we can all potentially agree with that. And I wanted to give the patent number for the microburst of the winds. And I hope everyone heard that cell phone towers are attributed to creating these winds. It's all covert homeland military intelligence, and it's a coup. On social cleansing and more. And the high winds literally shake buildings. We saw the trees being blown over. But the patent for that is U.S. Patent 7629918. I also have that posted on stopthecrime.net. I wanted to move into the trees quickly because there's been much discussion around the trees still being okay after some of the fires, because in many of the fires, the trees still appear to be green. But all plant material worldwide is very damaged. When you go to toxicsky.org, you will hear what Rosalind Peterson and an arborist from the state of California investigated and found about all of the degrading of plant material. In fact, the soil minimally 6 inches deep is poisonous. It's so thick with heavy metals that the plant material can't uptake water, albeit rainwater, of course, is poisonous and toxic. No one should be considering rainwater catchment. In fact, when you go to toxicsky.org and you listen to the movie Unconventional Gray, you will learn that Lahaina was poisoned years before it was hit with the weapon systems that burned Lahaina to the ground by the use of delivering to the indigenous Hawaiian people rainwater catchment and you will see Michael Murphy holding a test up of the test of the water supply and the unsurvivable levels of aluminum that were tested. So I would urge you all to understand the high toxicity of any raw water. When I mean raw water, I mean from rivers, creeks, ponds, any surface water. I have discussed over the years documents that let us know that all the surface water, all worldwide, poisonous. Now more so because of the heavy use of microwaves in the atmosphere, which pulls out much of the oxygen from the water supply, which is why we're getting so many molds, mildews, and funguses, and why the fish are dying. Even though they're telling us they're trying to save the fish by taking out dams right now. They just recently took 3 dams out on the California-Oregon border, and people that have homes there are now having to truck in water because they're eliminating the previously established delivery system of the water. And we're all set up on a water delivery system that is a weapon, the weapon. And I will explain that in a moment, but I wanted to get back to the fires. It's very, very important that everyone understand that the blue lasers that are used reflect off of houses or vehicles or items that are blue and or white. The blue lasers that are used to destroy our cities during fires reflects off of blue or white. I have many, many photographs of many fires where blue and white buildings, cars, other vehicles, and items, including umbrellas, etc., were not burned.
Can you tell us anything more about the blue lasers, like the frequencies, the wavelengths of them, what they are, that kind of thing?
Well, I gave you the patents, so people can refer to that. I want to give a broad brush of what we face. And I'm not going to go into the heat levels other people do. Right now, I think it's more important for people to understand we're all facing diabolical circumstances that are being created called climate change. And, of course, we're all being targeted. So I don't want to wrap people up in numbers or heat temperatures. It's not necessary because we see with our own eyes what is happening. Cities are being burned down, locations are being flooded out, and we're being hurricane, tornadoed. Every event that you can imagine is occurring. We're seeing the coastlines being decimated. They're calling that sea level rise. It is not sea level rise. So the larger picture, I think, is important for people to understand. I know it took me many documents and many years to arrive at the point where I can say this with fully backed documentation. So I want everybody to realize that. Originally, with my husband, we were land developers in Southern California. And I started to watch the UN agendas creeping in, albeit I did not know they were UN agendas, but I was watching high interest rates beyond literally being able to sell product, homes, etc., at times in Southern California where many builders that we knew were having great difficulty. And also off-site requirements prior to building, changing what we could build on properties. It didn't make sense. It was getting more difficult. There was a time we could draw plans, go to the various city agencies, the fire, the building, the design review board, and literally get a building permit in a few weeks. And then it became many months, and it just has become more and more since then. And since I'm talking about this right now, I know during the LA fires, many people were hearing about the new plans for the build-out of the Pacific Palisades in that area, that they were coming in to replace all those houses, and that's why they were burning those houses down. And they were referring to this as 15-minute cities. These are slaughter cities. These are cities that are unsurvivable with the amount of wireless that will be already built in to these cities. Now, I will tell you this. There will be building permits issued for rebuilds in the burned areas in Southern California, as there have been in Paradise, California, that was nearly 80% plus burned down, and certainly here in Sonoma County. I will say that the rebuilds are more sparse. There's many lots that were never built on. We're going to see many unbuildable, sad circumstances in many of the areas now in Southern California, because people, of course, are underinsured. Certainly, they're not going to be able to reach to the increased building requirements for fire hardening, which has changed since buildings were built a number of years back. And more importantly, many folks are going to have to try to get construction financing for rebuilds, which they likely will have great difficulty in getting construction financing because they will not be able to get insurance. So without insurance, people can't get mortgages. And we're watching this unfold now. And I will tell you what the Fed chair said just about a week ago. I would say we're talking today being January the 19th. So I would say the first week or so of January, the Fed chair said this. When normally we hear him talk about interest rates, he discussed and answered a question. And the question was, what's going to happen with insurance and mortgages? And the Fed chair said that it will be very difficult to get insurance, therefore mortgages will become less available for the general populations, and that as a consequence of that, there will be more local banks merged. We've already been seeing the loss of local banks, and we will see the reduction of ATMs because the banking system is ready to change into a digital system. And all the fires and the burn downs and the lack of insurance is all part of a plan to move us out of individual home ownership into moving in to these 3- and 5-story buildings that most of you are seeing being built in your areas now. Now, we went to the planning and building department here in Santa Rosa, California, about a year and a half ago, because I kept hearing on the news, as you all are hearing as well, that there's not enough housing. There's not enough housing. There's not enough housing. And yet, I did not hear them talking about all of these projects that I saw being built everywhere along the corridor within the city growth boundaries. So I went, my husband and I went to the planning and engineering department to find out how many buildouts there have been in new construction with apartments only. I'm not talking about fire rebuilds. I asked them, and there are thousands and thousands, which are not part of the number that they discuss in not having enough housing. But I will tell you, what we did, and all of you could consider doing this as well, many and most of the buildings, 3 stories and 5 stories, the difference, of course, between 3 stories and 5 stories is in 5 stories, you have to have elevators. In 3 stories, at least in California, you do not have to have elevators. But everything is wireless and everything is electric. There is no gas, anything. So we went into one of these buildings. They're all for lease, nothing to buy, all for lease. Very expensive. I would say a unit under 1,000 square feet with a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, is about $3,000 a month, and you get 1 car parking. Many areas, there is really no car parking because they're eliminating cars in the central core of our cities now, as you know. So we went into these buildings, and it was about a 90-unit apartment for lease building, and I was quite stunned at how quickly this building leased out. Having been involved in sales and lease outs for years myself, personally, I've never seen vacancy rates increase as they have, or I should say the lack of vacancy rates decline, and these buildings fill up. I asked, and I was rather surprised that I was told, who are the majority of people. What employment do these people have? And I was told they work government. So as all of you watch what's going on around you, you need to understand what's going on in these city governments in your backyard, your county boards of supervisors, your city councils. All the government agencies are conspiring with UN agenda policies. Many of us know them to be sustainable development goals. There's nothing sustainable about reducing all resources that we require to live. These are unsustainable goals. And all of your cities have taken grants and they have fomented downtown parking arrangements that are different than we've ever had before. Some of those things are interesting. The roads are narrower. It's becoming more dangerous with the convergence of bikes and roads. I won't go into all of that, but I will just say we are experiencing a diabolical change and a massive intention to reduce the population. I did a video movie some years ago where I met up with Ted Turner at a wine event here in Northern California, and I had a friend with me who was using his cell phone to take pictures. And I think you can find that still out there. It's called Deborah Tavares and Ted Turner. I think it's also called Deborah Tavares and Ted the Malthusian Turner. It was discussed back then that 9 out of 10 people would die. And I remember being there at that discussion in shock, absolute shock.
Did Ted Turner seem like a complete psychopath when you met him?
No. It was very interesting, and I don't want to spend time on the backstory on that, but I did talk with him prior to his discussion. I lived on the sea on a yacht, and of course he was a racer, and of course Jane Fonda lived in Santa Monica, and we had a very, very interesting discussion prior to the talk and prior to what you will see in that retake of my discussion with him back in those days. So no, he did not seem like a psychopath. He was at that time the second largest landowner in the United States, and he also funded the Wildlands Project, or I should say he was one of the funders of the Wildlands Project. That will bring me into this discussion with all that we're seeing now. We're seeing massive corridors being created throughout the United States. In fact, less than 50% of the land in the United States will eventually prohibit human access. And this is called the Wildlands Project. And this was mandated by the United Nations, a biodiversity treaty, forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions. So I will add this. We're being told that if we reduce our CO2 emissions, that will change the weather. How insane and mind-controlled does the majority of the population have to be to believe that? How insane. Let me go on a little more of a discussion around the Wildlands Project because it's extremely important to understand. You can go to stopthecrime.net. And in the search, type in Wildlands Project. We have the map. We knew Dr. Kaufman, who brought this map to the attention of the government in the 90s. And this has rolled forward since then. This has been a complete takeover of the United States. And the map will show you reserve corridors where there is little to no human use. You will see buffer zones. What you're noticing now, most likely in your cities, are these conservation easements being created by conservancy groups and literally buying large swaths of land to create corridors. They say that it's to expand parks and hiking, but certainly we see many parks being shut down because they claim there's not enough management capabilities with fewer people working these days. So on the map, too, it also shows Indian reservations. And I just want to add, they're not reservations. These are prisons. The indigenous Native American Indians have had their land stolen. Of course, they've been put on reservations, which are prisons. You can look more into that yourselves. It's horrific. And now we are being put in reservations called 15-minute cities, aka death cities. So the goal of the Wildlands Project is to set aside no less, they said then, but it's more now, 50% of North American continent. They call it Turtle Island as wildlands. And here's what they're saying. They have core areas that are created for public lands and national forest. I want to remind you, the national forest and parks have SWAT teams. And I discovered a number of years ago that they were going to descend upon properties here in Northern California to move people off the properties because of excessive water use. Again, the illusion that we're running out of water. They've already cut water back in many of the farm areas now, at least 40%. Farmers are having to fallow much of their land in growing agriculture or fruit or nut trees. Certainly, we had a few weeks ago two dairies and another ranch shut down just north of San Francisco. Our food supply is being absolutely reduced. So to go on a little bit more about the Wildlands Project, which is very important, they talk about this being deep ecology and how it can easily be summarized is all life, human and non-human, have equal value. All life, human and non-human, has equal value under the Wildlands Project. They talk about resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human populations must be reduced, aka the Deagle Report. I'll certainly look that up for those of you that are not aware of the Deagle Report. I would recommend that you look at that. It is a percentage of planned reduction of the world's population. And it certainly does do that. But it's more of a depop than what that even shows us. They talk about how Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. And they go on to talk about how the Wildlands Project itself is supported by hundreds of NGOs and groups working towards a long-term implementation that has taken over 100 years. So what we're witnessing, and then I will just say this, the Wildlands Project has cost and received millions of dollars in support from wealthy and private corporations and foundations such as the Turner Foundation, the Patagonian and W. Alton Jones Foundation, and the Lyndhurst Foundation, etc. So what we're seeing is all boundaries being erased, and we will be moved into human settlement zones. Now, I did a video a number of years ago called Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. And there was a city council member in Washington, D.C. named Trayon White. And during open city council session, he was discussing my video. And the poor man just absolutely was set upon by the idea that it was called Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller because it was said to have been anti-Semitic. There was nothing anti-Semitic about that title. Everything that was discussed in that video came from the Rothschild and Rockefeller websites. And that's what that meant. And certainly I was written up in the Washington Post as well and set upon by factual information that is evidence-based, as I said in the beginning. Everything for me is evidence-based. Otherwise, I couldn't share it with you. I could not share anything that you're hearing me discuss unless over the years I had enough evidence that I could prove the lethality of our trying to exist here now, because we're all on our own. We're completely on our own. So I want to certainly encourage all of you to go look at some of the other recent videos I've posted on stopthecrime.net. I would really urge all of you to listen to AI, Wicked Plans Exposed. It is a lengthy presentation about how everything that we have all been living in is on autopilot. And what do I mean by that? Well, from the Rand Corporation coming out of the Tavistock in England, there was a procedure that was put into place that many of you are witnessing now and you scratch your heads, you don't understand it. I'm going to explain it. It's called the Delphi technique, D-E-L-P-H-I. And this is how our country, by and large, was taken over, and other countries as well. It is a mind control technique of conducting meetings. I'm watching many parents that are frustrated when they go to school board meetings, or when they go to city council meetings, whatever agency meeting they go to, they're given a few minutes to talk. And if that few minutes is preceded by another paragraph, there's the threat that they will be arrested. They're certainly feeling that they're not heard by the council that they're speaking to because they're not heard. That is all part of the devious plan to allow us to think that we can say and what we say will matter. It doesn't. It doesn't. Personally, I have been to thousands of meetings on all different topics. I certainly went to Pacific Gas and Electric annual shareholders meeting in San Francisco. When I first learned that Rothschild was running utilities worldwide, because they introduced Rothschild as one of the attendees at this shareholders meeting, I couldn't see who he was, but down in the front row, there were maybe 500 people involved in this meeting. And I simply went back to my office and typed in Pacific Gas and Electric and Rothschild and found it all. But now that's not available. Fortunately, I have all of those documents and all the ways in which things were discovered back then.
Are you saying there's a direct link to Rothschild, or is it through subsidiary organizations?
It's a combination of all of that. And certainly after the fires here in Northern California, we saw Rothschild agents attend many of the after-fire meetings. It was diabolical. It was absolutely diabolical. So Rothschild LLC and agencies control all the utilities worldwide. This is why we have a worldwide rollout of the wireless electric meters. Also in play right now, and certainly rolled out by and large, are the wireless water meters, so that all your usage of everything can be calibrated and can be allocated based on your social credit score. So remotely, dependent upon your electric use, your energy can be turned off. In fact, I was noticing recently in the inserts in an electric bill that somebody gave me, it showed they don't have a smart meter, but they can still calibrate your usage. And they're indicating in this bill that this house is 45% inefficient compared to the other neighboring houses. And honestly, I don't know how they've come to that other than to usher in the required retrofitting. And I've talked about this for so many years. This is another way in which they're going to literally make housing inaccessible because of the high cost, not only of insurance, but certainly the required retrofitting. What do I mean by required retrofitting? Well, in order to reduce CO2 emissions and reduce your carbon footprint, you have to implement many things in your homes. Now, I'm not saying as a builder that these are not good things to do. They are in many instances, but most people will not be able to afford it. And so their homes will be red tagged. In other words, not fit for occupancy. And here's some of the things that they'll require. Increased insulation in the walls and in the ceilings. Again, a good thing if you can afford to do it. New roofs, new windows, double pane windows if you only have single pane, double pane. Caulking, all of those things are good. All electric appliances. So I have on my website a section called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. I've had that up for years because I happened to have read uncountable amounts of climate action plans that have been adopted in every city worldwide. In fact, all of you listening right now, you can type in the name of your state or the largest city that you're near, type that in, followed by adopted climate action plans or sustainable development goals. And you will get a list. Usually they're over 100 pages. They will tell you the kinds of diseases that you will get in your city. They will tell you a variety of important pieces of information that you need to know, because many people ask me over the years, where can I relocate to be safe? And I do have suggestions about that, but it's practical. I will first go over some of the climate change and health effects due to the intentional creation of weather through weapon systems. Now, here's what they've told us, and this is just only one page that I copied out of a sustainable development or climate action document. And it talks about, there's two categories. One says the climate change effect, and then the examples of human health risks. So let's go through this so you'll understand what you can easily find in your cities so that you'll know the degree of attacks that you will face. And this is absolutely what we are all seeing happening now. So they talk about increase in extreme heat events. Well, I want to say this. They are microwaving us in the hot afternoons in the summer now. People will go out and they will say, it seems hotter than the temperatures show us. It's because it is.
Is it the cell towers they're using to do this?
It's a combination. It's HARP. It's a combination. So I'll go through this list. Increase in extreme heat events. And this is what that will cause. And they're causing it. Heat-related illnesses and death. A worsening of chronic health conditions. Another effect is increased air pollution. Absolutely. Our air is poisonous. Increased respiratory illnesses and seasonal allergies. Allergies are created, okay? Let's go on. Floods, droughts, wildfires, storms, and changes in weather patterns. They talk about the results of all of these things will be injury and death, respiratory illnesses, waterborne illnesses, foodborne illnesses, displacement, stress-related disorders, mental health impacts, and increased shift in infectious diseases, which are largely biolab created. We have in the NASA War document many pages about the bioweaponization and the use of insects, yes, that will cause illness and potentially death. Then they talk about higher food prices and food scarcity. They talk about increased hunger and decreased nutrition. And then sea level rise, injury and death. And getting back to how things have been pre-programmed, and this is most important for everyone to understand. We are on autopilot. All your agencies, local, state, federal agencies, use the Delphi technique on us, wherein they hire trained facilitators. They break you up into tables. You may have seen this. If you haven't, you need to start observing. I went to such a meeting just a week ago because they're in the process right now, nationwide, to revise your building plans, your building codes. But the building codes are already approved by international standards. So they're creating the illusion that locally you have the opportunity to go to a meeting and envision and reimagine what you would like your county to look like. So I must say I can hardly stand going to these meetings, and I haven't been to one for a while, but I needed to see and remind myself again just how unbelievably this is all void of ethics, morality, or concern for human life. Let's just boil it down.
Who's running these meetings? Where are they getting these ideas from?
Oh, this is all part of the Tavistock and the Rand Corporation and the Delphi. What it is, it's the climate action plans or sustainable development plans and how they promote pre-planned agendas. And again, as I've said, they're using the Rand Corporation, the Delphi meeting, techniques to create consensus. You've heard the word consensus, to determine outcomes. Now, I wanted to be in one of these meetings, on one of these advisory meetings one time, a water advisory meeting, and they told me that I would have to agree with the majority of whatever the consensus was, and I don't usually agree with mind-controlled majority thinking of not knowing what things and how things really function.
So they're getting these ideas from somewhere else.
Yes, they hire consultants, and these are trained consultants in advancing a predetermined outcome when people think that they are being involved in determining the outcomes, and they're not. Because the Delphi meetings are structured, controlled, and facilitated communication techniques used in all meetings today to manipulate the public and reach predetermined outcomes for the goals that they have already initiated, the goals of the corporations who are largely behind all of the pre-planned goals. And the Delphi meeting systems are used at climate action plan meetings or any meetings to create an illusion of public agreement, to determine consensus, science, rather than real factual-based science. So there are many thousands of scientists that have weighed in on the false consensus of science leading to the CO2 emissions. You know that. Many scientists are saying, we don't want to reduce CO2, that's oxygen. Plants need oxygen to survive. So they're reducing the oxygen supply, which is going to be a problem for increased respiratory and life, continue to breathe. And they're also reducing our access to water, the two things that we need in order to survive.
So, Deborah, I've got to jump in here. We're coming up on the top of hour one. We're going to take a short break, about 5 minutes, and come back for hour two. Is there anything you would like to tag on, like repeating your URLs or anything like that? Contact information if you wish.
Yes. Again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Many videos that I would urge all of you to go to all videos on StopTheCrime.net and start watching. Also, I run PrimaryWater.org. Again, I repeat, we're not running out of water. Water is a renewable, and we would have otherwise had clear, unadulterated water, just as what the United States did when we blew up Libya and blew up the man-made river project that Muammar Gaddafi had provided primary water to over 5 million Lebanese people. We blew that up in 2011. So go to primarywater.org. Understand you've been lied to about the source of water and how water is being delivered to your homes now. Also, I run toxicsky.org. I urge you to spend some time on that website as well. And sad to say, I didn't cover nearly as much as I would have liked to. So I'm going to cover more in the next hour.
All right. So that's bringing us to the top. She has so much information. I've basically just let her run, trying not to interrupt too much in hour one. This brings us to the top of the first hour of episode 616. We're going to try to get a few more questions in to hour two, but there is just so much information here. It's quite dense, to say the least. But with that, hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crrow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode. Members get access to all the forums, comments. They can create all the top-level topics. They can stream the two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, covering all my previous telescope work, and also get access to the current solar work I'm doing, exclusive access. With that, we're going to take a short break, and I'd like to wish everybody a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. We'll be back shortly. There it is, man. Cheers. We'll be right back.
enemy of knowing.